This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. SDSU Extension will be hosting two calving camps this winter, providing an opportunity for hands-on learning, especially for those new to the industry. Extension cow-calf field specialist Taylor Grusing explains the clinics will discuss stages of labor, calf processing, including tubing, banding, tagging, and vaccinating newborns, as well as record keeping. The camps will also spotlight some common missteps that can occur when managing calving.
We want to make sure we're giving adequate time to each stage of labor. And so obviously keeping an eye on cattle during calving season is something we all try to do, but if we're not there and we show up and see a cow, you know, starting labor, we want to make sure we are assessing her every 15 to 30 minutes. And if they're not making any progress, there are certain things you can do yourself to try to aid in that process before maybe calling in help from the veterinarian.
The calving camps will utilize a life-size cow model illustrating proper and abnormal calf presentations in the birth canal.
So whether that's a head back or a leg back, and then work on practicing manipulating that head with your hands or some other tools to be able to get it straightened out, and then hopefully that presentation can be corrected and then the cow can proceed normally with the labor and delivery.
December 10th marks the date for the first calving camp in Watertown at Lake Area Technical College, with the second clinic January 6th at Mitchell Technical College. Both events begin at 6 p.m. with a meal. Registration is $30 per person or $50 for two people from the same operation. For all the details on the SDSU Extension calving camps, visit the events page at extension.sdstate.edu.